So now what I'd like to do is show you a different type of board break. We have the boards that have our goals on them. You may or may not have your board that you wrote some goals on. If you don't have it here, that's okay. We'll give you another board. We've got some over here that we'll bring out. We're going to do a different type of board break because you've done a board break before if you went to BTS. The breakthrough to success, the board break we did was on the ground. I'm going to show you a different type of board break, which is a more challenging and more difficult board break, which is a standing board break that we typically wouldn't do with a class, but I think we're ready. And we know enough about modeling to do it. So I will demonstrate the board break first. You know, board breaks take karate masters. Like, I did karate for a long time before we started breaking boards. I did it probably for 3 or 4 years before we started breaking boards. But knowing what we know about NLP and modeling, we can break that down and replicate that excellence in a fraction of the time that it took the expert to learn it. So I'm going to break the board. Then I'll have you ask me questions. The first thing is to get in the state of curiosity, to get really curious and find out how it's done. Now, the things that you may want to find out from me are, what are my values? What are my beliefs about breaking the board? What are my filter patterns about breaking the board? And what are the specific strategies? And how do I hold my and use my physiology in order to do it? Okay? So Greg will hold the board for us. And I will break the board. If you need to go someplace specific in order to see the board break, clearly you can. Board break. Hey! Yay. Are you okay? Okay, did you get a splinter? Okay, I will hold the rest of the boards, unless you want to. So what questions do you have? What questions do you have?
I'm open.
What are my values? About what specifically?
In regards to
what's important to me about holding, about doing the board break. For me, it's a challenge. It's holding my. So challenge is important to me in relationship to the board break. So it's like, it's about challenge and it's about focus. Both focus and challenge are important to me. So in my mind, I'm holding myself to a higher standard when I do it, and challenging myself to do things that I didn't that I necessarily wasn't sure I could do or would be a stretch for me to do. And the board break for me is also important to me from the respective focus. Can I get my mind to the place where I can tune everything else out and be so focused that I'm able to produce a result that's not necessarily an easy result? So I guess what's really important to me about that is the challenge of it and stretching myself and tuning my mind to the place where I can become so focused that I'll produce that result.
So this isn't a time where we'd want to induce expanded awareness?
No, I don't do expanded awareness when I do this.
Yeah,
it's very focused. It's foveal vision when I do that.
What do you visualize?
What do I visualize? I always, and I just recognized this when I did it this time, I always visualize my hand going way through the board. Like this time when Greg was holding the board, I visualized, he had the board out here, and I visualized my hand going way through there to there. And I noticed that every time, and I'm picking that up now, every time I do the board break and I'm successful at doing the board break, I've got no question in my mind but that I'm going to go not anywhere near the board, but way beyond the board. And I'm imagining my hand. Actually, this time I had a picture in my mind of my hand going through the board, but more than the picturing the hand, I was picturing like wave patterns, almost like sound waves or something flowing out from a spot way beyond the board close to where Greg's chest was. I was picturing the wave patterns and just knowing that I was going to go through. Yeah.
So in the difference between the board that we do down, what is the major distinction between striking the board down and now that you're doing it this way? What specific things do you think differently?
Well, on the board, if you hit a board when you're going down, you've got your body weight behind it. Whereas this, one of the key distinctions is going to be speed. So what's really important, it's almost like a one-inch break. On a one-inch break, you really need to go fast as you possibly can. In martial arts, we say speed plus timing plus focus equals power. Speed plus timing plus focus equals power. So speed is one of them. Focus is the other. That's the other distinction. Speed and focus. So my focus is way back here. If he's holding the board here, I'm hitting to here. And I'm going to do it as fast as I possibly can. And I'm thinking all the way through to way beyond it. And the other difference. Yeah, so he's holding the board here. The other difference is I'm measuring it. So I'm like, and this is just a chamber. I don't know if this is idiosyncratic or not. But what I'm doing is I'm measuring the distance from the board. And I'm bringing, this hand's a chamber. It could be idiosyncratic, I'm not sure. But I'm going. And the moment where I imagine it going all the way through, and I saw the wave patterns out here, and saw my hand going through, and it was a kinesthetic check that I knew it was time to go through, that's when I hit. Why I do it.
Why do you break the board to begin with?
Right.
Is it just challenge or is it?
Well, it's the challenge and it's the focus, and it's like, those are the two biggest reasons. It's all about challenge and it's all about focus. Can I stretch myself to do something that wasn't necessarily evident or easy to do? And can I control my focus to the extent where I'm able to produce that result? Because I think producing any type of result is all about focus. So if I can get so focused to where I can produce a result that's not an easy result, and if I can challenge myself to stretch that result, then I can continually, I know that I'm going to succeed in life, in everything. If I can challenge myself and continually stretch myself and train my focus to the point where I can produce a result on call like that, then I know I can produce any result that I want in life.